You're listening to The Record on KUOW, your news and information station. I'm Ross Reynolds. Yesterday's primary election shows Seattle residents are saying yes to a new park district. Proposition 1 is leading 52% to 48%. If it passes, it would create a Seattle park district with permanent taxing authority. This will change the current system, where Seattle residents vote every few years on a parks levy. While the election hasn't been called yet, more votes will be counted this afternoon. Don Harper, who worked on the No on Prop 1 campaign, was watching the results come in last night. He says the campaign hasn't officially lost yet, but it will be hard to catch up.
We were very much a grassroots campaign. We raised probably under $35,000. They raised over $350,000. And they were largely funded by a majority of special interests, people that were going to directly benefit by the creation of a Metropolitan Parks District. And so, you know, we pretty much, I mean, it's no nice way to put it, we pretty much spent every nickel we had, and they were still able to get out more mailings.
You mentioned you were outspent 10 to 1. Do you think the advocates bought this election?
I guess in ways, yes. Yes, I do think they bought the election. You notice the kind of people that endorsed us were people that be hurt and that couldn't be bought through this. Almost all the organizations that did endorse it and that contributed large sums of money had something in it. You know, you look at some of the individual donors. A lot of those were the top managers of the Parks Department and Parks employees. Now, I don't fault the employees for voting for it because they're looking for their jobs. I'm a little shocked that the unions went for it, because so much of what Parks has been doing lately is moving towards that private-public partnership. I mean, Associated Rec Council doesn't pay union wages, and they use a lot of self-employed, you know, contracted people to run their positions, which are all not subject to the $15 minimum wage or any of this. So I'm always a little surprised by some of the supporters, but, you know, maybe they know something I don't.
Don Harper of the No on Prop 1 campaign, although they're trailing by 4 percentage points, Don Harper says he hopes the election will still go their way.
I hope the citizens of Seattle do decide that they'd like to continue to have accountability in our parks and for our parks and in the city government as a whole. And if the Metropolitan Parks District does go through, you know, everyone out there is going to have to really fight twice as hard in order to demand accountability if it goes through.
Christopher Williams says he's the Seattle Park superintendent. He says he's heard the message that taxpayers want more accountability.
We need to be thinking about the people, or rather the taxpayers and the park users, as investors. And they deserve something in return for that investment. And we need to be accountable for communicating to the public. So if we have a capital or major maintenance program, you know, we need to be reporting on time, on budget projects. We need to be able to talk about the value of recreation programs and the impact those programs have on users, teens, seniors, families, and need to become more communicative about the performance measurements and the outcomes and the public benefits related to the work we do every day.
So if the trend in the first round of voting holds and Proposition 1 passes, what's it going to mean for people who use Seattle parks? Well, Park Superintendent Christopher Williams says you'll see better park maintenance, better garbage pickup and repairs to facilities, as well as the development of programs for seniors, teens, and people with disabilities. The Parks Department will also have the money to turn some land they have already bought into new parks. Prop 1 again ahead by 4 percentage points. Erica C. Barnett is a reporter for the political blog Publicola. She says she's surprised that Prop 1 is winning.
Of the sort of chattering classes and all the people that I've talked to, the political insiders, were all predicting that it was going to fail. And in recent days, people were predicting that it was going to fail very badly. So I was very surprised by last night's outcome.
Where did the predictors go wrong?
Well, I think they went wrong in underestimating how much people do want to pay for parks and overestimating how much they listened to the specific details of what I would personally call a misinformation campaign that sort of said that this parks district is going to be governed by a shadow government, that it's going to have no accountability, that it's going to be incredibly expensive. I think people just saw their ballot, saw that it was for parks, and voted yes.
Does this set any precedent? You know, there are lots of things we approve funding for by levies that we approve and reapprove. Do you think we'll see other areas where we've been doing levies where they'll be seeking a permanent taxing district like we have done with parks, apparently?
Well, I don't know what the authority is specifically for other types of things that we currently fund with levies, but I will say that in the past, as Mayor Ed Murray pointed out yesterday, in the past we have actually funded, you know, most of these things that we now fund with levies through the general fund. The problem is that Tim Eymann's property tax caps have made that impossible. So if there is authority through the state legislature to do more of these permanent taxing authorities, I think that is a definite possibility. We fund all kinds of things with levies, you know, transportation, transit. We're talking about a public safety levy in the future, and I think that's just not ultimately going to be sustainable.
How do the different city council members stand on the issue of parks?
I think they're all for it. I mean, I don't think you would find a city council member who opposes parks, I mean, in general, but the city council was very supportive of Mayor Ed Murray's parks district. He put it forward. They approved it. And I think that sort of universal governmental support was also another factor in making this pass last night.
Erica C. Barnett of Publicola on the results of Proposition 1 in Seattle. There'll be more ballots reported out later today. We'll have that for you on KUOW. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.